Control.
Medical Center, I'll ring computer medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket. Red light.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz,
staff. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 8th day of February. The prepper tip today is you get ready for spring planting. It's going to be different things for different people depending on where you live, but if you do plan on having a garden, this is the time to start getting everything ready. Your seeds, fertilizer, tools, and so forth. We have patient Wayne Green and my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. He's written, 25, 26 books. We're not sure. They're most of them available at Amazon.com. He has quite a few websites. We give out just a few for people to get started with his work. The most recent one, unless something more recent has come up, is the following one, warandwethepeople.net. Next one I like to listen to for background music, great music, 24 hours a day, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next is a place I like to do some shopping myself, healthyworldstore.com. Then we have revolutiontelevision.net. And last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Always great to join you.
Good to have you with us. It's been less than an hour ago I sent you an article about this Air Force major, a 20-year-plus man who refused to get the clot shot, got him in big trouble. And he ended up riding in bombers in four countries in three different continents, asking about what they're finding when they do the embalming process. 70% said that they responded that they're pulling out clots, these white clots. They're not normal blood clots, by the way. The bodies are embalming. And I'm not sure anybody's done this yet, this extensive. Typically, it's within the confines of one country. We have embalmers or doctors working on a particular topic. But here we have embalmers in four countries on three different continents all reporting the same thing. I found it very significant. How about you, Doctor?
Well, John, you know, for what I guess at least 3 years, we've been talking about graphene and the toxicity associated with injecting people with the neuroscience advances. They're called the device is actually called a nano neuro bioelectronic device that features graphene as an energy receiver and accumulator and transducer. And it takes body heat. And this is what is the most advanced technology developed at Harvard and MIT for the purpose of the brain-cloud connection. The ultimate goal is transhumanizing civilization. And for a lot of people, that seems hairy-fairy, it seems far-fetched as a conspiracy theory, but actually that's why Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein went to Harvard and MIT to check out what was going on, the potential investment in this technology at the Robert Langer and Charles Lieber labs at Harvard and MIT. So this is why I am saying, when you start to look at the pathology that's associated with graphene, and the Chinese did substantial studies on this as an environmental toxin, and they advanced the antidote to graphene, which is in the product called Zeolove, Z-E-O-L-O-V-E, that actually has the humus and humic acid and fulvic acid in it, along with the blood chelator, the blood purifier that's called zeolite. So you got Zeolove has the humus. The humus is actually, according to the Chinese government, sophisticated research, It combobulates, it discombobulates the graphene because it's an electronic receiver and transmitter, ultimately a frequency signaling. It's used for data mining, you see, because in medicine, you need to mine the virtually pathology. You need to look at and diagnose all of the physiological aspects of pathology, such as pH chemistry, looking at various blood elements. So you're data mining that using this technology that's injected via vaccinations. Now, that's on top of, and by the way, the vaccine industry has declared that this graphene is actually an adjuvant that enhances the immune reaction. They say that there's more white blood cell bodyguards that are stimulated and activated because of the graphene. Well, hello, gee whiz. You know, you inject a poison into the body, and then suddenly your immune system is going to go haywire and increase its reactivity to that as well. So it's a foreign body toxin. Now, that on top of the traditional foreign bodies that are injected via the vaccinations, they're called in immunology, they're called the antigenic complexes that are made of foreign proteins that are injected, foreign genetic materials, DNA, RNA, and proteins from everything from, you know, you're looking at bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues with smallpox vaccine. It's cow pus they're injecting into the human body. So it's a virtual witch's brew. I'm surprised they've left out Eye of Newt, but probably it's in there as well because they're injecting you with these foreign antigens. So the immune reaction that they're looking for is a antigenic reaction. And what's happening that actually most plausibly explains what it is that you're raising here is the issue. Why is it the blood clots are doing what they're doing? Why do you have hemorrhaging? Why do you have the cardiovascular problems associated with the injection, intoxication? Is because you now have these antigenic complexes, these foreign bodies landing on your host cells within the bloodstream. And so let's say if it lands on the side of a blood vessel that's feeding the heart, suddenly now your white blood cell bodyguards sees this as foreign and it mounts an immune reaction. The big macrophage, it's called the big eater, the macrophage, white blood cell bodyguard, gobbles it up, and then it breaks it down, and then it memorizes the sequence of the proteins and or genetic material in it, and then it alerts through a magnificent system that Creator, God created to keep us healthy. This white blood cell macrophage sends signals out to the rest of the immune cells and says, hey, guys, if you ever see this, attack and destroy. So now you have an infiltration, you have an inflammatory reaction that opposes this foreign body, this antigenic complex that's stuck to the side of your blood vessel, and now you have your own body starts to attack and destroy itself, which to me is the most reasonable explanation for that blood hemorrhaging that's taking place. And pretty much all of the pathology that we're witnessing, the increase in morbidity and mortality associated with the vaccinations, have to do with the secreted, the censored antigenic complex formation that's standard in immunology and expected when one injects themselves with foreign RNA and foreign DNA from all of these various foreign animal sources and whatever else sources that they want to throw into the mix.
All right. Well, it's the basis. Everything behind this is purely satanic in its nature, isn't it, Doctor?
Oh, completely satanic. And that's the final objective, too. If you discern, you know, you diagnose. In medicine, it's called diagnosis. You see through to the root of the disorder. What is the root of the disorder? It's spiritual warfare. And that's why the title of my new book. And by the way, John, I'm going to be able to send you the hard copy. I'm just about to order it. It was just approved yesterday. The soft copy of the new book, it's called The Spiritual Warfare of... frequency warfare, deals with frequency warfare, artificial intelligence and transhumanization, risking civilization's extinction. And it deals with salvation of the soul. Now, here we get into the topic. You know, it's titled Spiritual Warfare, Salvation and Survival in the Age of Chaos. So you're physically surviving, but your soul is being attacked by this bioelectronics. Because what is the soul? We've talked about that for many, many years now. The soul is energy. You know, soul is energy. What is that? Energy is negatively charged electrons resonating at certain frequencies in the entire universe, full of water as it is. Water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light, frequency energy. So the administration from the kingdom of heaven is all administered through this miraculous, unbelievable, and I say miraculous because you're dealing with the 528 frequency predominantly at the heart of it. That's the miracle note of the original solfeggio musical scale. That's the miracle note within the hymn to St. John the Baptist. Of course, baptism is a spiritual renewal. It renews the soul and the spirit of the human being, you know. So basically now you get engaged in this whole other spiritual and religious concept of what is the soul and why is it under attack. And that's what's the end game. The end game through the nano, neuro, bioelectronic intoxications and manipulations of civilization through injections of these foreign toxins, and particularly the graphene, which is the man-made energizer. And basically, it's, again, taking heat from your body through the body water, and it's converting it. So it's a transposer of this energy for the wireless technology, the communications for the brain cloud connection. Of course, headline news, Elon Musk is working on it. Google's working on it. Microsoft is working on it. All of the deep states biotechnologists are working on it. And the end game is ultimately going to suppress the soul again, because it's all energy. It's converting your human energy into a transhuman or post-human energy, which is a virtual cyborg colony, a cyborg cult that they're forming. Now, what's that? The end game is Satan can turn to God and say, ha, 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 I now have your children. Now what are you going to do about it? Ha, ha, I win. And that's the end game. Except for we know who wins in the end. And as we talk about these issues and we bring them to the forefront, and that's the mission of the new book, is to bring it to not just the public, but to legislators. You know, I am so disgusted. I'm sure you are, too, with what's going on in government and the legislative bodies. We've got to completely revamp it. It really needs to completely be changed and clean house into honest people who are righteous. That means right standing in God's laws, recognizing the ethics and the morals and values that are violating our fundamental right to live. And so this is basically the end game, is for Satan to come and say, you know, I've got your people. You can do nothing because I control them now wirelessly through my big technology, and ha, ha, ha. So that's why I wrote the book, to get this intelligence into the community for town hall meetings, discussions, open hearings, because complete censorship on mainstream media, total censorship. Everything that we're witnessing is a diversion. You know, everything from what's taking place in Congress and the border, you know, it's really a diversion off of the main issue. We have spiritual warfare taking place. It's evil versus good. And we've got to win. And we know how, actually, we don't know how we're going to win. That's the beauty of it. You know, the even Bible tells us that we can't prophesy the time and place and the manner in which the victory is administered. But you absolutely can be sure that the way the Creator, the power and glory of the Creator, having designed and administering the entire universe, simultaneously answering to each and every one of our hearts in prayer, faithful prayer, suddenly now we see that there is something extraordinary that they're up against, evil is up against. And frankly, I have to conclude that the whole purpose of this insanity and this chaos is to teach humanity a lesson, to exercise free will with informed consent. Now, we're not told anything about what's really happening here. The lack of informed consent is a violation of our ethical, moral rights, and frankly, it's violating laws. The bottom line here is that God gave us free will, the greatest gift that God could have given us in this human experiment we call life on planet Earth. But the fact of the matter is, you know, we've neglected that duty to choose wisely. And so God's going to come about with something very, very unique in a manner of way in which the remedy is going to be administered. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. What about you, John?
Well, I am. A couple of questions here, Doctor. I know that there's experience being done to use human brain tissue as a storage device for information. And it, more importantly, this transhuman matter, what degree of control do they expect to have over human beings? To have us do things that they want or not do things they don't want us to do or think a certain way? What's their expectation for the outcome of transhumanism, if you know, Doctor?
Slavery. Complete fascist slavery over the human entity, which is no longer just human. Again, it's a GMO. The injection, for example, of the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccinations, what are they? The spike protein antigen, they call it the antigen, spike protein, it's about 60-some-odd percent from the AIDS virus. So they're concealing that. They've concealed everything that's substantive and censored people like myself who have been trying to bring attention to it. So they've got the spike protein antigen that enables the injection into the human cells of the mRNA, messenger RNA. That's how AIDS works. mRNA, messenger RNA, gets injected into the cell via the virus. So the vaccine here does the same thing for COVID-19. The virus then injects the mRNA, and this is satanic. Literally, I've been saying that since 1996, when I realized from Harvard's study of research in this field that it calls for life to operate in reverse. Typically, the way God planned it is you have messenger RNA going to you have DNA expressing the protein creations that are necessary for rebuilding cells. In this particular case, you have mRNA controlling the DNA. You have an enzyme that they discovered in the late 60s, early 70s called reverse transcriptase. Reverse transcriptase. It calls for life to operate in reverse. So the way God planned it, now you flip it 100%. You have now RNA that the vaccine is injecting controlling the DNA. So now you've got human beings. Everybody that took the vaccinations already, they're GMOs. Those people now, those human beings, are genetically modified organisms. Their DNA is outputting more and more spike protein, antigen. Again, poison. That's what the objective of the mRNA vaccinations are. So, to answer your question, this end game, then, basically, it completely converts. Transforms and converts civilization into a virtual transhumanistic, posthumanistic cyborg colony that's easily controlled. And when you mention about the brain being a data storage and the nervous system being data storage, suppressed is the fact, two things come to my mind instantly. Suppressed is the fact that your DNA operates by way of sound and light signaling because of special structured water. Structured water forms the matrix of DNA.
Hold on, Doctor. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8255.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I have not one but two Valentine's sales going on right now. The first is the Liberty Rocket Heater, $500 off until midnight the 14th. That's a good size savings, to say the least. If you want to take advantage of it, place your order. I'll take care of the sale refund myself. The second Valentine's sale is the Energy Cleaner. That goes until midnight the 14th also. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads, and additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, you want to get started with this work, just start with the most recent website, warandwethepeople.net. Your doctor has links to your other websites from warandwethepeople.net, isn't there, sir?
Oh, yeah. You know, we've been revamping the everything, including the store. Healthyworldshop.com is the new store. It's basically then healthyworldstore.com is actually going to Healthy World Shop, which is a nice new store. Got some additional bells and whistles. We're trying to get more involved in video because a lot of people are loving video, watching short videos. So that's the new website that's up. There are a number of other websites. 528revolution.com is a older website that gets people engaged in thinking about the love 528 frequency and how it can be used medically as well as in many, many other ways industrially. Then also, so that's 528revolution.com. And then we're currently working on revamping revolutiontelevision.net completely because the software became outdated. You know, planned obsolescence in big tech, they make a lot of money from the things no longer working anymore. And so we're revamping revolutiontelevision.net. And the reason why we started that is because we've been censored. We had been heavily censored. And this is actually the first couple weeks that I'm back on YouTube. I've got a channel on YouTube again, finally. And surprisingly, I've been expecting them to completely censor it, but they haven't. And I'm just wondering why that could be. I'm trying to figure that out, John. And anyway, we're working on a number of websites right now to bring them back into service and update the plugins, et cetera.
All right. Well, the work continues and the work needs to be done, doesn't it, Doctor?
Yeah. You know, getting back to the revelations concerning what DNA is and the takeover of civilization by this biotechnology, the nano-neuro-bioelectronics that the graphene is associated with. You know, you've got to think about DNA as an antenna to God. It's a receiver and transmitter of sound and light signaling. 96%. Now, just think about this one fact. It revolutionizes our whole understanding to be used in health science as well as religion and spirituality. Understanding that your DNA is a receiver and transmitter of sound and light signaling, 96% of the function. We're only told about the 4% function of how DNA goes to RNA. And this is what we were talking about before the break. Typically, God created it so DNA goes to RNA, which is going to the ribosome to produce more proteins for cell construction. That's what God planned. Vaccines inject you with messenger RNA and call for life to operate in reverse. So now the mRNA dictates to the DNA what is to be produced, in this particular case, more spike protein antigen poisons that then do all the problems that I've been talking about, we've been talking about. But what is also heavily censored, and it could shift the entire paradigm, our entire understanding of health science. If you understand that the source of this energy being received and transmitted is water, I call water liquid God for a number of reasons. Because again, not go back to Genesis 1:1 through 1:8. You have water is there even before God is mentioned. And you see the Holy Spirit of God comes. The Spirit is energy. Energy is also produced by word, the word of God, the voice of God speaks into the water, divides the water from the water, says Genesis, the beginning of the Bible, beginning of story of how it is that we came about. And it's beyond metaphoric now. It's basically scientifically proven. What took place is that the sound and word of God came in, divided the water from the water, and creates what's called the quantum field in physics. That involves like the black holes. The physicists have proven that there are black holes in the universe, which, what is that? It's like a nothing. There's nothing there. And then all of a sudden, in that potential, a universe of physical reality manifests miraculously. Now, again, when you're talking about miracles, you've got to integrate 528 frequency because that's the miracle note of the original musical scale of the hymn to St. John the Baptist was sung to.
Hold on, Doctor. We have a bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available anyplace, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information, from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Company will fix bayonets. Fix bayonets.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there, over 9 gigabytes of information that will educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Seriously, it's all there. We're updating the COVID panel today with the information from the Air Force Major who contacted embalmers in 4 countries on 3 continents, getting information on the clots that are being found in these corpses. Very excellent update. I have not one, but 2 Valentine's Day sales going on right now. Both of them go until midnight, the 14th, Valentine's Day. $500 off the Liberated Rocket here. That's a excellent savings. If you want to take advantage of it, you have until midnight the 14th. Go ahead and place your order at thelibertyman.com. I take care of the sale price refund myself. The other Valentine's sale is on the energy cleaners. That goes until midnight the 14th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. You want to get started with his work? Here's the best place to get started. His most recent website, waronwethepeople.net. I say again, waronwethepeople.net. Doctor, give us an update on your hurricane ravaged home being restored to like new. if you would.
Okay, John. Actually, my lungs right now are a little challenged from the dust. You know, I'm
plaster
doing
right.
some of the plastering and the drywall right now. So that's coming along. And then once that's done and everything's repainted, then I got to go to the floors, because when the rain came in from the hurricane, a lot of damage to the floors happened as well. And unfortunately, I'm still feuding with the insurance company to pay what they owe. So thanks for asking. That's, you know, it's a pain in the neck, but we're proceeding.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
I'm sorry?
What direction would you like to go next?
Well, let me just finish this concept of what's taking place with the vaccination intoxication.
Okay. Okay.
You know, because what I mentioned is that the paradigm shattering fact that's been censored, and it's a medical paradigm shattering fact, is what your DNA as an antenna to God really is. So 96% of the function of DNA is in sound and light signaling that is enabled by water, but it's a very special kind of water. I've called water liquid God a number of times on the show. It's structured water. It actually has the sacred geometry of the Star of David. So that's an amulet for protection. And it's the water molecule's geometry. Like when you have H2O, that's what's called a tetrahedron structure. That's four-sided equilateral triangular structure that is the most stable structure in the physical universe, according to Bucky Fuller, who I had the great honor to study with personally. R. Buckminster Fuller told us that the most stable structure in the physical universe is the water molecule, is the tetrahedron shape. And because of the polarity of H2O, where the hydrogen, which is emitting the antioxidants, the health protectors, are negatively charged alkalizing electrons, the donor of that universally is hydrogen. So basically, your H2O has a positive and negative polarity to it. And because of that, it seeks a marriage. It seeks to be married to a mate to normalize the energy charge and the polarity to create balance and homeostasis, which is what God loves. The whole universe is engaged in homeostasis. It's not engaged in increasing chaos. That whole chaos theory has been thrown out of the world of physics. So order, righteousness is God's way. And so that's reflected in liquid God, which is about 80% of your body is water. And the very special structured water is at the heart of DNA. Water being a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light and a holder of memory. Crystalline chips hold memory. Water, especially structured water, holds memory. And so now you can go into the whole field of Dr. Masaru Emoto and Dr. Lee Lorenzen, who was my water science mentor, and Dr. Emoto's likewise, and understand why when you say things like, you know, I hate you to a glass of water, or you're screaming at a child or even at somebody else, the body water is actually responding and actually degenerating in its sacred geometry. And it's actually causing now the water to no longer be able to do what God intended, to receive and transmit energy signaling, sound and light signaling. Now, that's 96% of the function of DNA. So where is medicine and medical science and the hypnotronic media telling us and leading us into this deception of focusing on 4% of DNA involved in protein synthesis instead of spiritual renewal? This is why, you know, it's ridiculous to even look at what's taking place, and it's part and parcel. I mean, now in 2024, you have suddenly people awakening to the fact that everything that Fauci told us and the CDC told us and the World Health Organization told us is a complete lie, a total lie. Well, where do you stop? Everything that they've taught us is a lie. So, and again, the most fundamental lie is that you're a holy child of God. There's been suppressing the fact that you're a holy child of God. You don't need to pop magic pills to cure every ill. You don't need to inject yourself with foreign RNA, foreign DNA from all these foreign sources in order to prompt immunity. You know, you don't need vaccinations and you don't need antibiotics when you have things like OxySilver with 528 and you understand 528 resonance and you understand the power of 528 love, pure love. And you start to engage this and integrate this in your life, now you're doing exactly what Jesus had preached. You know, this whole concept of saving souls, souls being spirit, their spirit directly connected to God. They have a plan, a master plan. It's musically, mathematically administered through frequency vibrations. That's how God works. And that's why the law, you know, one and one in mathematics is always two unless you're a liar and a cheater. God's not a liar and a cheater. Satan and all of his boys and girls are liars and cheaters. You have mathematics. Simple math is administering everything. God's language is math. It's been proven. And it's not just simple math. It's musical mathematics. It's harmonics. It's in concert. And so this is why when you see, you know, you witness extraordinary performances by bands and vocalists, you know, Botticelli. You know, I posted recently several Botticelli on 528radio.com. Magnificent music, and there's people that bring tears to your eyes. What are your eyes? The windows of your soul. Windows of your soul. Streaming water, salt water, just like ocean water, liquid God coming from the windows of your soul because you're moved to tears by this beautiful spiritual blessing that's being administered by a human being in divine communion with the Creator to, as the source of that inspiration and this beautiful, beautiful concert and performance. So this is now, this understanding shatters all the lies and all the deceptions and the misrepresentations and omissions that the health professionals and the health community has unfortunately dumbed us down with their indoctrinations that take us out of this true reality. And now grasping it, you grasp what Jesus was all about. You grasp that he was the truth and the life. How do you do that? The truth, this is the most important truth. And it gives us life. It is the life of living a wholesome, a spirit-filled, righteous existence instead of engaged in this insanity and deceptions and mass chaos and criminality that's unfolding before our eyes right now.
Well, we get the word out every week. We do what we can to inform people the reality of how the body works and how the soul works, don't we, Doctor?
Yeah, we've been doing that beautifully, John. Congratulations. For 4 years now, You and I have been blessed as brothers to get this intelligence out there, and it's an honor, isn't it?
It is, and it's hard to say the consequences of our communication worldwide. We have a worldwide audience, and people generally don't report back to us the changes in their lives, but we know we're making changes, aren't we?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question in my mind. I have a lot of wonderful people that write me some beautiful things, despite the fact that, you know, we're up against what we're up against. You know, we're still here. You know, by the grace of God, we're still here. You know, I had an interview yesterday. I think I actually sent it to you, the SGT report. Sean, a wonderful brother, a patriot, and a good Christian man, posted just yesterday, and I sent you a link to it, John, wherein I actually revealed, I don't think I've ever mentioned it on this show, that I had a brick go through my head. I might have mentioned it once in passing, but you and I have talked about how miracles, we've been saved. You know, warriors go out in war, front lines of war, and bullets go through their head, and they don't even feel it. And somehow, miraculously, what happened to them is God saved them. Angels of protection saved them from a physical death, a reality. You know, so how does that happen? It happens, again, you start to integrate the brilliant work of Vernon Nepi and Edward Close that have proven mathematically not only God's existence, but the continuation of the soul after death. And it happens because there's nine dimensions. They've proven that there are nine dimensions. So as here we are in a three-dimensional physical reality, you know, and we say, oh, that's all that we can perceive. In fact, where the angels are operating and where, by the grace of God, we go when we're at risk of death, when we're not supposed to die yet because we have a mission, we have a service to provide and fulfill on behalf of the Creator, on behalf of God's children. We're here doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we're saved to do it miraculously. So I just shared briefly, I literally was saved one of, I can tell you, at least a half a dozen times that I'm aware of. Miraculously, I'm still here. I had a brick go through my head, and I didn't even get scratched. I went into an altered state. You've been there, John. I know we've talked about that.
We have talked about that many times, and it's not over till it's over. When God has a plan for you, till that plan is fulfilled, right?
That's right. Yeah, we each have a mission. And again, you know, it's interesting how it's administered, again, through the water, liquid God. You know, the memory. This is the other aspect. You know, and I've written about this in the main international homeopathic journal as a scientific peer review publication and a review article explaining how homeopathic medicines work. It's a wonderful article. And it goes into another suppressed fact that if we simply understood this, you'd shatter the medical paradigm. Now, in fact, at this very moment now, the major investors in Pfizer and Moderna and Big Pharma, what they're investing in is exactly what I'm talking about, but they're not even telling you because they want to keep all this secret because they want to make their money inside trading before it comes out in a big, big way. Everything's moving into frequency therapeutics. Frequency therapeutics. They recognize the power of energy and how it's operating in the body on the nano scale, on the micro level, on the level of the graphene. That this is what they recognize, and this is the way of taking over not only medicine, and you see that we're no longer dealing with physical, but actually metaphysical or spiritual energetic forces, and that's where they're already investing heavily now. The entire industry. Look at, for example, smartwatches. Look at the monitors, the blood monitors and the blood glucose level patches on the skin. How do you think that they're operating? They're operating, by the way, I'm telling you. In fact, 528 is one of the main frequencies that they're using to diagnose, to data mine what's going on in your blood, the parameters of physiology, what's pH and chemistry and blood sugar levels and heart rate and blood pressure. All of that is now being monitored wirelessly through frequency resonance. This is the forefront now. This is just the beginning of the entire industry. They're secreting it. The mainstream media is not even talking about it. We're talking about it, and we're holding it in the greater context of God and God's creativity and God's administration of reality. They're not, and they never will, because they're satanically based.
Absolutely. Well, it's a struggle, and it's a struggle on for the rest of our lives, won't it, Doctor?
Yeah, well, that's what this is. You know, look at what Yeshua, Jesus said. You know, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They're gone. There's nobody home. They're gone. And we're in Babylon. That's why the earth is full of sin. What is the Greek archery term for sin? Means to be off the mark. You didn't hit the bullseye when your arrow sinned.
Right.
So this is,
right.
We're living in the land of sin. This is chaos. We're witnessing it. So the righteous, the remnant, and there's very few of us really, can, you know, in the bigger picture. Not everybody's going to wake up. I'm still looking for what they're planning to do to happen. They're planning a massive die-off, a massive depopulation event.
Oh, yes. Well, it's already underway.
Yeah, that's right.
My Friday guest, the coroner of Texas County. She's the last month they kept records 2 months ago had the highest number of people die in her county since they've kept records. And she expects this year and next year to be the beginning of the big kill off.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. You know, what's really interesting, years ago, and I can't find it anymore, but I saw it was either a Newsweek or a Time magazine graphic, and there were describing population levels way back. I mean, I'm talking about maybe about 30 years ago. There was an article in either Newsweek or Time, and the graphic showed in 2025 or thereabouts a massive die-off from going from like 7 or 8 billion people down to less than a billion. You know, right. So this is what we're on the verge of now. And every indication shows me that that's what's so. And that's why, I'm disgusted. It's unconscionable. And it shocks the conscience to watch headline news daily and see the diversions off of these most important issues.
That's right. That's right. We have a break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Cholera Shilajit, fact bit number 3. Shilajit is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilajit is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilajit, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rate. One of the best applications for Shilajit is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture or foodstuff. Simply put, Shilajit makes other substances more effective. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, such as Colorado Shilajit, is the king and the supreme yoga vaha. It is the tonic that indeed towers above any other earth-mixed substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Here's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Doctor, a month from today, there's going to be somebody called Joe Biden. I'm not sure the real one or one of the fake ones, delivering a State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress. I watched last year. It was a fake Joe Biden. The signs of dementia of Joe Biden are becoming so crystal clear. Twice in the last week, he's referred to speaking with men who've been dead for three plus decades. It's getting to be quite the embarrassment, isn't it, sir?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, I cringe, don't you?
It's like, I do.
This is our leader. You know, and it's so sick and sad that the main issue is the mail-in votes. You know, they've got to revamp the entire election process to secure it. Otherwise, we don't have a nation that's just. And we've got to really, it's so challenging. We got a election coming up, a vitally important election coming up, and they still have not done the most fundamental things to secure the vote.
That's right. Well, the mail-in ballots, they cannot have another fraudulent election unless they have the mail-in ballots, and they can't have the mail-in ballots unless they have another make-believe pandemic, can they?
Yeah, you know, that's, again, what I'm thinking that they're likely to do. There's a high probability they're going to come out with some other scheme that involves infectious disease frights that will enable them to scam us again, you know? Sad.
It is sad, but as long as people are aware of it, there's less chance of it happening, and we need to advocate, I believe, paper ballots with a carbon copy, one-day voting, no mail-in ballots, and these paper ballots counted at the precinct level. If we can do that as much as we can nationwide, we have a much better chance of less fraud, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. And really, we need to disassemble the main intelligence operatives, you know, that basically think about central intelligence. As they dumb humanity down and they degenerate society, look who's controlling intelligence. And this includes all the data mining, the big technologies that we've been talking about, the objective to basically control civilization via cyborg manipulations. You know, this is where we have to realize that they're so advanced in their military applications of neuroscience and the technologies that they have. And they're just feeding us with all this diversion, you know, the diversions and the superficial issues that they've generated to keep our attention. And we've got to look beyond that. We've got to see beyond that. So, you know, we need God's help. We need a miracle to get us out of this mess. And I expect that that's what we're going to be increasingly seeing, miracle after miracle.
Well, just before the break, your concern about depopulation basically duplicates what was on the Georgia Guidestones, didn't it?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So we've been seeing the same message over and over again. And you know,
Doctor, thank you. We're out of time.
Okay, John. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.
Okay, we have top of the hour break. We'll be back with Brady, the production engineer over at Liberty Rock News. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.